So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and at Capernaum there was an official whose son was ill. And when this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And so Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. And so he asked them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew that that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed in all his household. And this was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. John 4:46-54. Faith in a wrong object, no matter how strong, never relieves. But faith in a right object, even although weak, will. Heather Lockyer. In this recorded miracle, this sign, there are three things that stand out. One is a question, are you waiting until the last options are expired before asking God for help? Too often, even as Christians, we forget where our strength comes from, of who is the great physician, and where all our trust and faith should lie. We too often go to others for advice rather than seeking the words of the Lord, and we find more faith and trust in our doctors than we do in our requests for healing from the Lord. As I sat down to write this, I was feeling pretty weak. I've been suffering migraines for the past couple of weeks, and they in turn have left my stomach very upset, and so the piling on of afflictions and woes, it leaves one feeling with little energy or desire to even do for oneself. But as I sat down to the computer this morning, wondering if I should just go into the archives today, as my head hurt so much and my eyes were a bit blurry, and with the idea of sitting here typing and having to think, it seemed overwhelming. But I set myself to the task at hand, and rather than focus on myself, I focused on the Lord, and although my headache still remains and reminds me of its residence, I find that I see what I searched for all week as I pondered on this scripture and how to present it to you, that rather than feeling down about how I feel, I found that I'm excited to find out just how he will bring this message together for us. I imagine that I will need to rest for the day when I finish this, but for now, for the moment, he has given me what I need to accomplish what he would like said and done. And for that, I sit here again in awe of him. I encourage you, do not wait to go to him until all hope seems gone and there is no other options. But go to him because without him, there is no hope. And he truly is your only option. Seek him for the short term in life and for the long term. He's there for you in all things, and you have but to call upon his name. And he will not leave you where he finds you. And you will never see him again in the way that you once did. And that brings us to our second point. You cannot see words, but you can believe in them. Jesus did not leave from where he was at, but he spoke to the nobleman and told him that his son would live. Imagine someone telling you such good news, that what was hoped for now is reality. It's an answered prayer. This man's son lived because his father had heard of the miracles that Jesus was doing, and when good things happen, news travels fast. And in Jesus' day, the people waited for the Messiah. But today, we have the record of his having come, and we wait for his promised return. We have no reason but our rebellious nature to not come to him, to not believe in him, to not praise and worship him. He has revealed himself to us, and we have but to believe in his words. In Jesus' day, those who witnessed what he had done recorded it for the generations that were yet to come, so that we too may see by his word that what was recorded was done. And this we can do by faith, by answering the call that God puts upon our hearts, because with that we find that what we could not see before, we can see. And what we could not hear before, we can hear. And that is to see God in everything around us and in others, and to hear Him speak to us, changing our hearts forever and reminding us that the words we read are life, and that they are the very breath of life, and they will only come alive through Him, through Jesus Christ. This then brings us directly before Him. This man came to Jesus that day to ask Him to come down and touch his son and to heal him. There was a need for the physical to be done in order to believe that anything could take place. And rather than leave and go with the man, Jesus simply told the man to go home. His son would live. And when he left, he did not rush off as a man in doubt, needing confirmation. Rather, he left to walk home believing that the one he had just met had done what he said, even though the man did not understand how that could happen. And yet there was something about this man, Jesus, that showed his authority to do what he said, and his faithfulness to accomplish what he said he would do, or what he had promised would be done. Coming to Jesus, approaching Him with the seed of faith, this from hearing reports from others as to His wonderful deeds for men, to then leaving with an increase in faith after having met Him. If he had not fully understood the hope that now filled him, then that changed when one of his servants came upon him on his way home and told him that the boy was recovering and that it appeared that he would live. Then the seed of faith that the man had held when he approached Jesus, it grew then by great measure that day upon hearing the news and the confirmation of the truth being told him by Jesus. Don't ever let someone tell you that words don't matter, that what is said doesn't carry weight, that they, words, don't change anything, or that words are cheap. We can approach Jesus while we are at the lowest points in our life, when we are at death's door, when we feel ourselves sinking into despair, and when we are seeking recovery, healing, deliverance in any number of ways for ourselves or for another. And if we approach Him with the faith of a mustard seed, the smallest of seeds, then we approach Him with a ray of hope, and that hope will never let us down. There are many and numerous miracles that Jesus did. People were healed and delivered in numerous ways, and with each they were transformed to be something greater than they could have ever imagined, and they knew that life for them would never be the same again. We must remember that even if we fall back into our old ways, we will never be the same. Because having once tasted the sweetness of Jesus, having been touched by Him, everything will look differently. And if you should slide back into your old ways, even they will not bring you the false sense of pleasure that you once knew from them. But you'll find yourself more to be pitied, more miserable than you have ever known, because you have been before the King of Kings, and you took what He offered you, but secretly desired what you once had. And the turmoil that fills your days and nights will either drive you back to Him or drive you further away until you hate Him. And where you did not know Him or think of Him before meeting Him, you will ache as never before. And if you continue down this dark path, you may find that pain is what accompanies you when you leave this world, and that should be the hardest thing to know, that you chose death over life, that you chose sorrow over joy, that you chose to follow your own ways rather than give yourself to Jesus. There's a song that we do not sing often enough, especially the chorus of it. The words open the door for us to let our troubles, our vulnerabilities, our pains, our heartaches, to stand before an open window and let the freshness of the breath of life to pour over them and to take away their sting, to take away their power over us, to take away the wall of separation that is our pride, and to acknowledge that there is a God, that He loves us, that He came and He died for us, and that through His blood, that shed on the cross by His Son Jesus Christ, we also can live. It is by His words to us that we can walk away from our encounter with Him, knowing that we too will live. from Psalm 107, verses 20 and 21. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. The chorus I spoke of. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcomed with open arms. Praise God, just as I am. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. And listen as he calls to you. Come, follow me.